fan. On demand. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights.
The NHL draft is set to go.
The Jays jump right back into the flow.
And the Raptors take Bruno?
Bruno!
Was that from Globo in Brazil? Where did we get that clip?
No, is that, that was
that's
SCTV.
Exclusive. Oh, SCTV. Yeah. Sorry. Dr. Tongue's House of 20th overall picks. Tim and Sid starts now.
And this is Tim and Sid. Sportsnet, the radio network, and 360. You are now tuned in. Woo! It's about to get started. So let's begin. Yeah. With the sound of Kid Sid, Six Sparrow, and Uncle Tim. 1 through 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sportsnet 590.ca. Check it out online. Hashtag Tim and Sid. You ready? Let's start this show in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Coffee no good? What's going on there?
I burnt my tongue.
Oh, you burnt your tongue.
I'm the guy who eats something way before he should and doesn't leave a time to cool down. Same with a drink. I should leave the coffee for a solid 10 minutes.
And then you oh, no.
And I wanted to drink it, and I just burnt my tongue.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Tim and citizens everywhere, Sid Sixero is playing hurt. He is on the mend. Burnt tongue.
Workers comp?
Hello, friends, and welcome to a real casual Friday edition of Tim and Sid. I am Timothy McAuliffe. This is Sidney Sixero. Together, we are Tim and Sid.
You can listen to the show online at sportsnet590.ca and interact 24-7 on Twitter at Tim and Sid or at Sid underscore Sixero or at Tim underscore McAuliffe if you require that personal touch.
No, I'm talking about.
Coming up.
Over split the, out.
Yeah, boom, boom. Over the next 3 hours, Andrew Wiggins.
Masai Ujiri.
Aaron Ekblad.
Lots of drafts.
Isaiah Austin.
Jason Spezza.
Milos Raonic.
LeBron James.
Sam Bennett.
And Bruno Capocollo. Bruno Caprese. Bruno.
You're close.
Caboclo.
Bruno.
Caboclo.
Bruno Caprese salad.
No, it's Caboclo.
No, it's
Caboclo.
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 Bruno Caboclo. That's it.
You know what his name was last night?
What?
Who the hell is he?
What?
Bruno, who the hell is this guy?
No, it wasn't even Bruno. It was, what?
That's a classic Brazilian last name.
What?
Caboclo.
Caboclo.
I don't know who this guy is. You don't know who this guy is.
Wait a second. No, no, no. Don't say you don't know who this guy is.
I'm telling you right now.
No.
I don't know who this guy is.
But don't say you don't know who this guy is, because every Raptor fan on Twitter, once they saw the pick, was irate immediately, even though they had no clue who this guy is. It is amazing to me. But so many Raptor fans who have, including me, who have no idea who Bruno Caboclo
Caboclo.
Close.
Caboclo.
Have no idea who he is, yet knew this was a horrible pick. How does that work? Can you explain it to me?
How do you not know how this works? They're fans.
What?
They are irrational human beings who want to know exactly what they're getting.
They want
to have seen him in an NCAA tournament. They're all nervous.
But why?
Because they got burned so many times on guys they've never heard of in the past.
Like Jonas Valanciunas?
Okay, we're going to forget Rafa Rujo.
He played at BYU in the tournament.
He sucked.
He played at BYU in the tournament.
And you knew he sucked.
The one guy you learned.
You knew he
the
sucked.
The one guy you're quoting is the guy you saw at BYU.
You cannot be upset at people for being upset at something that they're not familiar with.
Why not?
That's human reaction.
No. Okay, I'm not afraid of people saying, I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know this guy, therefore this pick sucks. Is ridiculous.
But that's
it
a
makes
fan
no
reaction.
Common sense.
Oh no, of course it doesn't. What? That's why it's a fan reaction. Like I'm surprised.
No,
people
no, no.
Are
common
surprised by this.
Common sense, Sid. Common sense. You have no idea who he is. Therefore, it's a horrible pick. How does that work? That makes no common sense
of
whatsoever.
Course. See, I'm agreeing.
Common
with you.
Sense isn't common sense.
From a fan's perspective, though, is it surprising? I agree with you. No one knows what the hell's about to happen with this
yes,
kid.
Yes, because we went through it 3 years ago with Jonas Valanciunas.
Jonas Valanciunas, easy for me to say, was going to be a lottery pick, whether the Raptors took him or not. He was up there. How many mock drafts first round do you see this guy in?
The reaction was very similar.
But this guy was going lottery, whether the Raptors took him or not. Jonas was going lottery right. that year.
But what you don't know is whether or not this guy was going 20s, whether the Raptors took him or not. Just because nobody knew about him doesn't mean that he wasn't going to go in the 20s. How would you even know?
I don't know. It's a good point.
Because Fran Fraschilla said to you.
Thank you for bringing up Fran Fraschilla.
He was 2 years away from being 2 years away.
That's the line. That's like Stephen A. when
Charlie Van
when the Villanueva thing happened.
Yeah.
Like this. Now, people get affected in this market by this kind of thing. Oh, obviously.
They do.
But let me ask you, because I'm not. Listen, when I hear Fran Fraschilla, I don't sense a guy who's like blowing smoke and Skip Bayless. I have a sense this guy kind of knows what he's talking about.
Who, Fran Fraschilla?
Do you respect Fran Fraschilla?
I do.
I haven't seen enough of Fran Fraschilla.
I do, but I also question, I really enjoy Fran Fraschilla's work. He knows a lot about international prospects. I would hazard to guess he's never seen Bruno play.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a lot of guys on that broadcast last night who had no, like, there was.
But yet, how many Raptors opinions on Twitter did you see that were based on those guys' opinions?
Everyone.
Right.
Everyone.
Which, that's what mystifies me. Two people say something and it's gospel. Not that what I'm saying is gospel either. But haven't we walked down that road before?
Yeah, but
look at every draft. Every draft, there's a guy that Pierre Maguire verbally. There's a guy that Stephen A. Smith.
You're going to bring up Pierre Maguire and he's on a Friday?
Stephen A. Smith. These are the people who work the draft. Bill Simmons is the same.
Oh, he's the same.
Right? Like, they don't actually know. A draft is 50-50, people. See, it's unreal.
So just to be clear what Tim is saying. Tim is not saying this guy is going to be a three-time All-Star. Tim is saying.
You don't know.
Why don't you wait? Tim is saying. Why don't you just give the kid a shot? Let's learn to pronounce his name properly first before you pour dirt on the grave of a pick that may or may not work out. Now, Tyler Ennis isn't there. Everyone's upset about that. I don't know what else you really want at 20 if Tyler Ennis is gone. Shabazz Napier ain't going to be anything. This Shabazz Napier is the best guy in this draft not getting respect. Stuff is garbage. This is garbage. You kidding me? Because LeBron tweets one thing, the whole world has to stop rotating to draft Shabazz Napier.
It's Kemba Walker 2.0, is it not?
Of course it is.
it's literally
the same guy.
You saw him in the tournament or the Big East tournament, and you think this guy immediately translates to the NBA. Now, Kemba Walker's turned out to be a pretty good pro.
He's an okay pro. But
I've done this before. Don't make me read through drafts. Just go on Wikipedia. Read through drafts. It'll go good player bust. Good player bust.
Bust, bust,
All-star
bust.
Bust.
Bust, bust.
MVP bust.
Bust, 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 bust.
Bust, good bust, player, good player. All-star, rotation player. That's the way
bust,
it goes.
Bust, bust, bust.
Every draft.
Ginobili bust.
NFL draft, NBA draft, outside the top three picks. And even then, I don't know if you know a guy named Darko Milicic, but whatever. It usually goes 50-50.
He has a ring, doesn't he, Darko?
Doug McLean's out there. He's doing an interview with City TV because he's a big shooter. He's going to talk about the NHL draft.
He drafted Tolofsen. Right. No one else drafted Tolofsen. He drafted Tolofsen.
He also drafted Gilbert Brulé. What happens in drafts.
Here's the ultimate insult.
And please, the one thing, you could have got him, the one thing that I got back, and all I'll say is, and I sent it out on Twitter, is, it's amazing how you can have no idea who a guy is, but know he's a horrible pick. And the one response that everyone seemed real comfortable in saying to me was, you could have got him 20 spots later.
You don't know that.
You have no
idea.
You
don't know that.
Please tell me how you know that. And the only reason you know that is Jay Billis. Now, Masai Ujiri is coming on this show at 3 o'clock, and we'll ask him. So all these questions that you have about Bruno Caboclo. Caboclo? Caboclo.
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 We will attempt to get answered straight from Masai Ujiri. There will be no argument.
Okay. And I need this motion.
We'll give you the information.
We'll give you the information. Do it up.
And then you can say he's a bust.
You.
Immediately.
I need the second in on this show because I'm doing this right now. I'm not doing this for the next 4 years. I don't care who gets drafted by who. I don't care whose rights are owned by who. I, Sid Zaccaro, on Friday, June the 27th at 1:10 p.m. Eastern.
1:10.
And putting a motion on the table to call this guy Bruno. It is Brazilian soccer at its finest.
Oh,
there are lots of names. You call a guy by one. Neymar is not his name, kids. It's way more complicated.
But even in the NBA, Nene is not his name.
Nene is not his name. You know, Leandro Barbosa wasn't his name. Actually, I think that was his name.
But he was Leandrino.
He's Leandrino. I am filing a motion online in this room. All I need is one person, I'm looking at you, Tim, to second the motion to call this guy from henceforth, the 20th overall pick in the 2014 draft, Bruno.
Let's just prove that we can say his name before we just do it and bail out and just call him Bruno from hence to forth.
Bruno Caboclo.
Bruno Caboclo.
Bruno Caboclo.
The Raptors drafted at 20th overall Bruno Caboclo.
Fran Fraschilla completely torpedoed the first impression of Bruno Caboclo.
Someone wrote it and said, WTF, wait 4 years for Bruno? Question mark and all caps? No, Masai Ujiri said yesterday they're bringing him to Summer League and he's going to be on the roster.
So you guys might have been asleep. Masai Ujiri actually spoke to the media yesterday and was asked, what is the plan? The plan is to start his contractual clock. He is going to Summer League. He is going to training camp. They're not going to stash him away for cap reasons in the middle of Brazil, middle of Sao Paulo for 2 years. No, no, no. This isn't Jonas. This guy's on the roster next year, health permitting. They are starting his clock, which is amazing to me.
Right.
But then again, why the hell not? If you think enough of him to save his rights from every other team behind you.
Yeah.
If you go down there personally, if Dwayne Casey's in Brazil working this guy out, why the hell not?
Or in Houston.
Were they not in Brazil?
We saw him in Houston.
They scouted in Brazil. Anyway, why not? Why stash him? I think it's perfect.
Here's the information that I got, and I'll just pass it forward to you, and then you make your definition. Because Jay, who is a regular Tim and Citizen contributor, says, I can't believe you guys are defending Bruno while insulting Napier. Did you do some morning drinking? I'm not defending Bruno. I'm defending the thought process behind drafting Bruno. And I've been told that there were others interested between 20 and 30 in taking Bruno with their first round pick between 20 and 30. And that's why the Toronto Raptors wanted 20 and 22. Because they thought they could get Tyler Ennis at 20.
Didn't happen.
And then take Bruno at 22. And then when they were stuck at 20 and there was an extended period of time, I don't know if you noticed it, and Adrian Wojnarowski, that was the only pick that he didn't get on Twitter because he was releasing every pick before it happened on Twitter.
Next draft, I'm unfollowing Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yeah, cut or uncut?
It's uncut because he's not on the broadcast. If he was on the broadcast, I'd
say
he's
just bragging at that point.
Yeah, but because...
Like, look what I can do.
Because he's amazing.
Look what I can do.
He's amazing. However, next draft... I'm unfollowing because I do want some suspense with what I'm seeing here. I like drama.
So I'm not defending Bruno. I'm not saying he's going to be great. I'm not saying he's going to be horrible. I'm saying I don't know. But the information that I was given is that at 20, there were going to be people between 20 and 37 that were going to take Bruno. Now, you had suggested earlier, Sidney Sixero, that we just call him Bruno.
Yeah.
And get rid of the Caboclo part of it.
But I need it seconded. I put the motion on the table, but it dies without support.
I did something that you didn't really know about. And I called David Amber of CBC Sports.
Hey, David Amber.
And he's in Brazil right now.
Yeah, no kidding. He's
friend of the show.
Covering the World, the Mundial. He's covering the World Cup.
Dare I say Tim and Citizen.
No, he's Tim and Citizen.
And I said, can you do us a favor? Sao Paulo, can you find a little bit more out about Bruno and maybe get some audio before he ends up here and we can get the exclusive? David Amber says, sure, no problem.
You got a clip, huh?
Sends us the tape.
Wow.
Here it is.
What's up? I'm Bruno.
Exclusive. That's an exclusive.
That's exclusive.
Exclusive here on
Tim. Might have been Sacha Baron Cohen, but whatever.
Whatever.
This is what he sounds like.
What's up? I'm Bruno.
And because of it, I think you can just call, he calls himself. There's no, he doesn't give his last name there. All he says is,
what's up? I'm Bruno.
So you heard it, he said it.
There you go.
I don't need no seconding of any motion at this point. He's a human being and make his own decisions.
So move on.
Hi, I'm Bruno. Okay. I'm calling the guy Bruno. LaBombard, everybody, I'm sorry if you're pissed. I'm calling him Bruno. On the back of his jersey will be Bruno. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's going to be a thing that sells a lot of jerseys. And I just want to make things very, and I'm a little lazy. I want to make things very, very straightforward.
Right.
And if we're talking Brazil, if we're talking the sporting culture, this is what happens in the sporting culture. Right. You go easy on names, son. Yeah. Romario.
The Greek freak.
The Greek freak.
We're not calling
him
that.
We're not calling him that.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, very good.
I don't know if that's right.
You almost suffered a hernia there.
I did. You're back. By the way, similar to Antetokounmpo.
I just can't.
Brad Henry writes in and says, guys, it's not worth it. The same people who hate the pick would love it if the Spurs picked him, calling it a steal. It's funny, Brad, because I was working this morning on trying to get confirmation because I had heard that the Spurs were interested, and I was trying to get some sort of confirmation that the Spurs would be interested, because if the Spurs were interested.
But then everyone's like, oh, this guy's amazing.
Yeah, that
this guy's amazing if the Spurs are. What, the Spurs are interested? Are you kidding? By the way, if I hear the Brazilian Kevin Durant one more bloody time, hell does that mean? The Brazilian, I want the Macedonian LeBron. That's what I want. What does that mean? The Brazilian Kevin Durant.
The Uzbeki Shaq.
Does the Brazilian Kevin Durant equal the American J.R. Smith? What does that mean?
Wasn't there the Greek Shaq? There was the Greek Shaq. Yeah. Who never worked out?
There was the Portuguese Raymond Felton.
Oh,
both like guns.
And eating
both
food.
And eating food.
Yeah, both of them were fat.
Both had the same diet. And there was the Lithuanian Greg Oden, who had no knees.
No knees.
The Someone freak just of nature. Did. He had no knees.
Right.
Stop. I'm banning the Brazilian Kevin Durant. It means nothing. It is an insult to an established 4-time NBA scoring champion. Stop saying it.
But hold on.
Stop it.
It was Fran Fraschilla who brought the Brazilian Kevin Durant and then followed it up later with he's 2 years away. By the way, the line, he's 2 years away being 2 years away is pretty damn good.
Wait a second. Fran Fraschilla called him the Brazilian Kevin Durant?
I'm almost positive that it was Fran Fraschilla who started with some people call him the Brazilian Kevin Durant and then closed with
the crushing line.
The crushing line of he's 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Well, Fran says he's the Brazilian Kevin Durant. I'm probably right. I'm all about Fran Fraschilla today.
Messiah Ujiri is going to join us. And we will ask him all these questions.
What time are we looking at?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Eastern?
Eastern time. Noon Pacific. What a great way to close out the weekend. We should be able to talk to Masai Ujiri. The NHL draft has just as much intrigue surrounding it. Sam Cosentino, 140. And a man who you will hear call the final of the World Cup, Peter Drury, is going to join us just after 2 Eastern time. He is, dare I say, poetic while calling a football/soccer game.
Fran Fraschilla called him the English Bob Cole.
That's correct.
It's true. That was the line last night. The English Bob Cole. You know what I'm going to ask him? Who decides you call the World Cup final? Like, who is he working for? It's got to be FIFA, right?
FIFA, yeah.
But I don't know. These guys just show up on our televisions once every 2 years with these amazing calls. But I don't know who's pulling the strings.
Sophocles Shortsinadius. That was the Greek Shaq.
The Greek Shaq?
Yeah, hopefully the Brazilian Kevin Durant is better than the Greek Shaq.
I've never heard that guy.
You don't remember Sophocles?
No, I don't think he does either.
I think it's Shortsinadius.
I bomb atomically. Sophocles Philosophies. Wasn't he in a Wu-Tang song?
Yes, he was.
I think it was. By the way, I was disappointed with everyone on the ESPN desk last night as Joel Embiid sits in his California home or hotel. I don't know where they put them up. It's clear. If you have half a brain on satellite, you know sometimes there are delays in what happens. You know? Like, we talk to people sometimes.
Yeah.
You have a delay. Whatever you're seeing is set. You see fans cheering in World Cup bars, and they don't know they're on TV yet.
Right.
That's called a delay.
Correct.
So Joel Embiid gets drafted by the Sixers, and Twitter
and everyone on that desk who should know way. Reese Davis is smart. They should all know this could potentially be delayed. Start killing the kid for not reacting.
Oh, he doesn't look happy. Joel Embiid does not look happy.
He hasn't heard it yet, you morons. Experienced television people can't tell he's on a delay. You idiots. Twitter's a different story. Guy's sitting on the desk. Give me a break.
I don't know if there should be a delay in the building, though.
Was there a delay in the building?
No, but that's what you're suggesting, is that there was a delay for Embiid.
Well, listen, if there is, there is. I'm not a techie. I can't tell you how to fix that.
Right.
Everyone should be in on that, though. No, this guy got murdered for having a worse, like Steve Francis had a better reaction to being drafted by the Grizzlies.
Right. You're right.
Just relax.
For Embiid sitting outside, you should probably know there's a delay. You're right.
That's a rookie move by ESPN. I was really surprised they did that.
Do you remember my first phone call after doing my first game as a member of the Hamilton Ticats broadcast feed?
A guy called in and said, you were 7 seconds behind every play and you sucked.
Yeah.
He was on a delay to what he was hearing. That's what we're talking about.
I'm at the game and you suck. Why is that? You're 7 seconds behind every play. There's a delay. It's a bit
There's
of
a delay.
Delay.
Just By give the way, kid you, a break. There's
you just
a delay.
Added to McAuliffe whisper.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Here's what I said.
Have the song ready for Butch. Butch is coming on now.
Nicholas writes in and says, have you guys met the Italian Manute Bull?
Yeah, it's Andrea Bargnani.
Danielle writes in and says, so is Kevin Durant the American Bruno Caboclo?
Such a smart ass.
Salmon wants to know who the Brazilian Tim and Sid are. We do know who the Finnish Tim and Sid are.
Time for Juan Marco. Time for Juan Marco. And the song down there is courtesy of Un Grand Sheepdog.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Un Grand Sheepdog? Yeah.
Now, hey, what a do? Do Joao and Marco.
Joao and Marco. So we've got the Finnish Tim and Sid, which are Yarko
Obrigado,
and Tim.
Sheepdogs.
Can you think of any other Portuguese
I'm trying.
Words?
No, I'm done. I don't want Butch to hang up. I think Butch is on the line.
Is Butch on the line?
I think he's there.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, Butch.
Butch.
No problem. Hey, guys.
Hey, hold on. We got a song for you. We heard where you are. We're going to play in a little Otis Redding here. There we go.
Sitting in the morning sun.
It's for you, Butch.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Cottage Butch.
What album did you guys pull that from? You had to go way back in time to that.
Oh, this was 10.
Go to my iPod. This is on my iPad. Or pod in English.
Otis Redding called this 10 because Mookie Blaylock was his favorite player. Wasn't it? I'm getting confused.
That's Pearl Jam.
I'm sorry.
Hard to Handle was my favorite.
Butch Carter is on a dock by some kind of bay somewhere in cottage country.
Are you on a dock?
No, I actually thought I'd be sensible and come upstairs and talk to you guys in the last.
Well, that ruined that song. Thanks, Butch. Thanks for the dock. On a dock, we try and find it. We've spent an hour looking for a dock song and just flushed. Sorry. All right, your thoughts on last night and your first reaction to Bruno being drafted 20th overall?
Well, I've known Fran Fraschella since 86 when he was assistant coach at Ohio State. In my opinion, he knows very little about talent.
Okay.
So when I hear Masai say he's seen the guy three times, then I trust that he got a guy that he wanted to put in the pack of dogs he's got running. And you know, Franny Fraschella was the guy who came out and tried to kill the number one pick during the season. All the coaches say he's not tough enough. Well, Franny, look, you either know talent or not. You know, you have to kiss the coaches behind so that you can make sure you get an interview with them when you go out there to do the games for ESPN. But, you know, I said back then that, you know, it never should have happened. But you know, Franny is not on the top of my list of talent evaluators. I would take the guy you got making the calls for the Raptors 100 times before I would take Franny.
Wow.
Well, that ends that. All right.
But it's true, though, Butch, and you've been in the spot that Masai's been in before where someone says something on TV and your fan base takes it as gospel. That's got to be a frustrating spot to be in.
Right, but that's why you guys are talking to me today.
Right.
Right? So, you know, the problem for Masai was that he did what he needed to do for the organization. He didn't understand what a leap it was for the people who were the bandwagon jumpers. And so, you know, ESPN sends them off because they're listening to Franny Fraschilla, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, Franny's kissing the number one picks behind. But 3 months earlier, he was talking about he wasn't tough enough, he wasn't doing this, he wasn't doing that. Like, man, go fly a kite. You know,
shut the front door.
In three positions, and is a wonderful human being. You know, the other stuff, maybe somebody else has got to give it to him, or the coach of Kansas didn't give it to him. So I thought the draft went very well. It worked out for Cleveland. It's definitely worked out for Milwaukee. Not only does Milwaukee need a player that can play, but the PR behind a kid from Chicago down the road playing in Milwaukee, and he says he wants to be there forever, it just, that part I thought was real nice. I thought, yeah, Orlando's grab, there was a grab at four on what they're going to do, because I don't know if you can keep drafting guys who really don't have a position. And they ran into that last year when they drafted, you know, a kid from my alma mater in Indiana. But I think that, you know, you take the guy that has to fit, and it is a talent business. So the fact that your guy went to Brazil to see a guy play three times, and he used his contacts. So let me give you a story about contacts. There was another assistant coach at Ohio State named Paul Brazo. He got the head coaching job at University of Hartford. He calls me and says, Butch, I don't know if this kid can play. I'm not good at it. Could you come and see him? That young man turned out to be Vin Baker.
Wow.
So I'm the only one in the gym for 3 weeks, because basically went to play the Celtics. I went to see him play, came back and told Dunleavy, look, this kid is going to get drafted very high, and we need to get on him now. And Dunleavy basically had me running back and forth for 3 weeks to make sure, see if I wouldn't change my mind. So as someone who Masai knows in Basketball Without Borders pulled his coattail, said, hey, look, there's a young horse down here, and look, you're in the projection business.
Right.
So, you know, he took him at 20 or so, you know, you could move to do this. Like, look, they didn't get what they wanted, the first two guys they wanted, so they moved on. The issue for where they're at as a team is not based off what they did with the 20 pick. And we shouldn't lose sight of that. The reality for them is they've got three guys they need to get signed, either restricted or free agents, and the growth of their two young guys, and especially the growth of Valasiunas in pick-and-roll defense and rim protection.
You've been around Toronto now since you were the head coach of the Raptors. How crazy is it for you to see not only back-to-back first overall picks be from the area, but also four Canadians going? I mean, we thought maybe there could be up to seven if all things went, but four go, three in the first round. Did you think when you stuck around these parts that this was even possible?
Well, I mean, it hit me. Some guys from Brampton, I was on the radio show with you guys. The guy from Brampton calls me and says, hey, we're having a tryout. Would you come out here and watch, you know, what we're doing? Mm-hmm. So it was a Sunday afternoon. The tryout was for four House League teams in Brampton, U-12. So me and my 10-year-old jump in the car on a Sunday afternoon and ride out there, and there were over 600 kids trying out for four teams. And that's when it hit me, that the vision that you have when you come and implement something and to play a certain style of play, that it turned on all these kids. And I'm saying, how are you going to choose? You know, they say, well, you know, they get like a 5-minute tryout and we'll be here all day. But I said, there's going to be, you know, you're going to leave 550 kids who can't play. So that's the problem we got.
Butch Carter here on Tim and Sid.
So I keep trying to tell people, I mean, it's amazing what's going on, but I think there's a bigger wave coming.
Yeah. I think we're all on the same wavelength.
Right? I think there's a bigger wave coming. I mean, and it'll be bigger if these four guys who got drafted are, you know, all pro, Hall of Fame kind of, you know, trends, then all-star trends, it'll even be bigger. Because before, it was tough to even watch a Raptor game, you know, and then everybody got on board to see Vince play, and these kids and their parents got to see Vince play. But now, you know, you should be able to see, you know, a lot more NBA games and see these guys. And it's an awfully nice that Wiggins is in Cleveland with the rest of the guys.
And maybe one day we'll live in a world where the whole draft stays on the channel and doesn't leave for a Bombers game.
Oh, you don't bring that up, man.
I didn't make that grid. You don't get mad at me. I didn't make that grid.
I was on the phone with an NBA assistant coach, and I said, "You won't believe that I just got preempted." He said, "What's?" He said, "You got to move." I said, "I got to change the channel."
Halfway through the first round,
Canadian football.
I mean, God love Mike O'Shea. I like Mike.
Big win for the Bombers. Kyle Walters. Come on.
Yeah, he just straight out sucker punched them. He knew every tendency. So very good win for Mike.
But I didn't want to change the channel.
Yeah, I didn't want to change the channel either.
God forbid you PVR'd it too.
Oh my God! And you didn't look ahead on the grid because it was like hidden.
No,
if you PVR'd at like 7 o'clock, you're like, I'm good. Nope.
I was at basketball with a couple guys who had PVR'd the draft.
Well, they PVR'd a good first quarter, though, between the Argos and the Bombers. Butch Carter here on Tim and Sid. All right, Butch, I'm part of the furor about this from a Raptors fan perspective for Bruno. I don't quite understand because, all right, you don't like the pick? Fine. Who's the guy they missed out on? Seriously. Of the rest of that first round.
Most people will say Shabazz Napier or at least the deal for Shabazz Napier by the Heat.
Do you buy that, Butch?
Well, yes, you miss Shabazz Napier, but the issue is he's got a plan that he's executing with a more experienced guard.
Yeah.
Because if he drafts Shabazz Napier, then his backup point guard and his agent may start looking for somewhere else. Not based on money, just we're uncomfortable.
Yeah. So really, this furor is just we don't know the kid. I've never seen him on CBS. I haven't seen him during NCAA tournament. I haven't seen him during the regular season.
And the Raptors were purposely keeping this quiet. And there was a reason why the kid didn't work out with anybody, because obviously he had a promise, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the reality is that they created a fog, right?
Yeah.
Which I'm a firm believer in, because you either create a fog or you create a misperception, and so that you're safe. And I'm going to tell you why, because there was a certain transaction we knew was going to happen at number 12, all right? And 11 was going to jump ahead of them. So they did a transaction and got the guy they wanted, but they had to give up something because someone decided to jump in front of them. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. And the leaks, for the most part, come out of your scouting staff because they won't stay off the phone and tell their buddies. Because think about it, scouts are always thinking, where's my next job? So you're in there trying to get something done, and they're making sure that all their alliances stay aligned.
Sounds like
a lot of times you want
to
keep something secret on a player you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone gives them a nod, we like them. You don't even want that out there at all.
Yeah. Well, they kept this pretty quiet.
Yeah, they did.
It was a nice fog. I mean, the fact that Masai numerous times said he was going to Europe or was in Syracuse, never said he was in Brazil.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that was a new one.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it is what it is. He has taken the position to do the kind of things that he's doing, and people should accept that. You know, the issue at the end of the day is that he's been on a very good path. He's on one nice hot streak, and it's in his best interest. He keeps his own hot streak going. So I would think he's smart enough to keep his own hot streak going.
Butch, you are now allowed to go back to the dock and open whatever type of beverage you would like to open.
You know what, Butch? I'm thinking. You know what I'm thinking today
and
for you?
And we're kind of jealous.
I'm thinking today for you. Mojito.
Ooh, a mojito.
A little mojito.
They're tough to make.
I flipped the script on it.
Tough to make.
Mojitos up north.
Is the beer guy up north?
That or something a little red. So,
all right.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Understood.
No.
A little Pearl Jam, a little red.
Yeah.
That's cottage country. Thank you very much, Butch. Always appreciate you dropping in.
Thanks for having me, guys. All right. Take care. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Have a good long weekend. Happy Canada Day.
Thanks, baby.
You're honorary now. You know that, right?
I know that, but hey, it's great because I get 2 days.
It's not a bad deal, eh? Butch ain't no fool. Thanks, Butch. Take care. Yep. Butch Carter trying to calm some of the waters on Fran Fraschilla, who has sent Raptors Nation
came out
into a tizzy.
It was like just this fan was standing there. Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, he made Fran Fraschilla look like Frank Bruno. Who, by the way, was a crappy boxer and couldn't do anything right.
And he called him Franny.
Oh, yeah. Made him look like Glass Joe. First level Mike Tyson's punch-out. Just pop, pop. Please don't hit me in my mouth. That's what he did.
What is this? Madroy.
Couldn't even just get one, like...
Oh! Everyone's calm down with Bruno. Lean back. It's Friday. It's 1:30.
Wow, no.
It's like 40 degrees out there.
I think we're playing the murder part.
Well, I'm going. I need a little both. I need the murder and I need the groove. All right, we got to go. We got where are we going next? Sammy Cause in Philly?
Yeah.
We got a hockey draft tonight.
Peter Drury.
And we will talk to Matt Saiyajuri.
Who goes first overall in the NHL draft? Do you know?
Andrew Wiggins.
Does he wear the same suit Andrew Wiggins wore?
Exactly.
We'll talk to Sam Cosentino about that next. I'm Tim and Sid, Sportsnet Radio Network and Sportsnet 360.
Cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now more of Tim and Sid on Sportsnet 360 and Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
This reminds me, Tony Monaco tweeted into the show yesterday.
Yeah, I was excited about that.
His boy Julio Caravana, our CFL insider. It's now the annual right of CFL a segment that week where Tony Monaco tweets in, hey, Julio Caravana, it's my boy.
We went to high school together.
There you go.
You know, they played high school football with Rob Ford.
Oh, that's right.
And Doug Ford. Rob was the center. Apparently, Doug Ford was the running back. See that?
Who do you trust, Rob or Doug?
Who do I trust?
If you had $1 million in cash, and I'm like, someone's got a gun to your head and says, you gotta loan it to one of these guys for a month, and I'm sure they'll give it back to you. Who are you going to give $1 million to? Doug Ford or Rob Ford? There's no C option. There's nothing. It's one of the two guys.
Rob.
Why?
Because I know he'll just use a little bit of it to get drunk.
Or other stuff. Yeah, I'm afraid. Doug will just run for the progressive provincial PC leadership. And that worries me more.
Allegedly. He'll get drunk.
Allegedly.
You're just trying to get me in trouble.
Allegedly.
Speaking of people who really don't get it, Jacob writes in and said, if Bruno don't pan out, then Tim and Sid will say they're wrong, right? Doubt it. The entire first segment, we said, we don't know if he's any good.
The point is no one really knows.
The point is we don't know if he's any bad.
No one's saying he's an all-star. No one's saying he can defend. Right. No one's saying he can play.
But don't act like you know.
But don't act like you know.
Right.
Like, this is...
That's all we're saying.
Masai Ujiri has walked into this market and taken garbage, utter and complete garbage, and turned it... It's like he's gone to some basketball pawn shop and actually gotten things for nothing. You're going to doubt that guy?
No, I believe in Masai.
I believe in Masai. You believe in Masai. I am stunned how many people still don't kind of believe in Masai. Let me tell you something. You have to give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Until he smacks you in the mouth.
Stop it.
Then you can. Go ahead.
This guy took Andrea Bargnani, the worst human being on earth. The worst.
Whoa.
Who isn't a dictator. The worst. Traded him. Got something back. Rudy Gay, who just hit the option on what everyone in the Raptors was scared that he was going to do, the $19
million. Right.
Just did it.
Right. He just screwed the Kings.
Huge.
Could have just screwed the Raptors.
Now, I'll say this. Nick Stauskas, he makes some threes. Those bigs underneath are going to be very happy. Right?
He's going to get some spacing.
Oh, he's get some spacing for damn sure. Trades Rudy Gay. Gets a bench.
Although they thought that about Fredette, too, but, you know.
Well, that's whatever. He's done amazing things. He was the reigning executive of the year. The fact that you do not believe in this guy is a little disconcerting to me. Do we have to remind people about believing in Messiah? Do we have to let them know? This is common knowledge, people. It's out there for everyone to consume. And really at 20 on a kid who just has two YouTube videos available, you're going to go, what is he doing?
That's the best part is that there's two. Like so your judgment is based on what? The judgment is based upon
nothing. Fran Frasilla, who Butch Carter just spat in the face of and knows a hell of a lot more than you or I. So everyone's got to believe in Masai, man.
I believe in Masai. I believe he could touch the sky. I think about him every night and day.
That one was weird.
He made Bargnani go away. I believe he can soar. He sent Rudy Gay through the open door. I believe in Masai.
I believe in Masai.
I believe in Masai.
Masai.
I believe in Masai.
Everyone believe in Masai. My God.
Make her relax.
Just calm down.
We don't know. I'm not saying he's the greatest. Just don't know that he's horrible.
Who do you know that likes to overreact like I do? Who do you know? Maybe John Shannon.
Well, Shannon just goes bananas, off the air. Like you haven't seen, man.
Like, and it's like Bobby Knight. You have no idea what he's like off.
He might be doing that right now in Philadelphia. He might be going absolutely bananas in Philadelphia as we speak, Sidney Sixera.
Well, I hear there's a lot of rumors going on right now.
How do rumors get started? Started by the jealous people.
Jealous people.
These are becoming more than rumors, though. For those who don't know or aren't on Twitter right now, several sources indicating that Ryan Kesler is either on his way to Anaheim or already been dealt to Anaheim.
Wow.
There is no word on what goes back the other way, but some pretty good names in hockey right now saying that there is a deal that might be in the works between the Vancouver Canucks and the Anaheim Ducks involving Ryan Kesler. We will keep our ears to the ground. We will contact our people and try to confirm and or deny this deal as soon as possible. But that is the scuttlebutt right now. The hot stove, Sidney?
It's the scalding stove.
It is very hot right now.
Tim Elliott just tweeted two players and a pick going back to Vancouver. He does not know the identity of the players or the number or height of pick.
And by Elliott, of course, you mean Elliott Friedman of Rogers Hockey.
Like I said. I just said Elliot, right?
Yep.
I should have said Elliot Friedman.
That's okay.
Of Rogers.
Well, that would kickstart our Friday. Because this is the domino that many seem to be waiting to fall for the rest of hockey to get all this juicy stuff going.
We got names and a pick.
Can we get the source?
Elliot Friedman.
Elliot Friedman, Esquire.
Bonino, Spezza to Vancouver. And the 24th overall pick, which Anaheim had in this year's, tonight's draft. Bonino, Spezza, and the 24th pick for Kesler is what the initial reports are from a guy I trust in Elliot Friedman. You trust in Elliot Friedman. You know, as these things go, as everyone's on Twitter more and more, I think we all know sometimes what's out there initially may be mutated into another form of deal. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's another pick. Maybe there's another couple of picks. You know, so don't be floored, but...
well, we have a commercial break to try and figure it out. Bonino has 3 years left in his deal at about $2 million per. He was emerging. Spezza's got one more left in his deal at $2.2 million. We'll take the break. Wow. We'll come back, try and get as much information as we possibly can on this deal. But the first domino may have fallen. Stay tuned for the rest next on Tim and Sid.